Our reading is from Acts chapter 5, verse 17 to the end. Then the high priest and all his associates, who were members of the party of the Sadducees, were filled with jealousy. They arrested the apostles and they put them in the public jail. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. "Go and stand in the temple courts," he said, "and tell the people the full message of this new life." At daybreak, they entered the temple courts as they'd been told, and they began to teach the people. When the high priests and his associates arrived, they called together the Sanhedrin, the full assembly of the elders of Israel, and they sent to the jail for the apostles. But on arriving at the jail, the officers didn't find them there. So they went back and reported, "We found the jail securely locked with the guards standing at the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside." On hearing this report, the captain of the temple guard and the chief priest were puzzled, wondering what would come of this. Then someone said, "Come, look, the men you put in jail are standing in the temple courts, teaching the people." At that, the captain went with his officers and brought the apostles. They didn't use force because they feared that the people would stone them. And having brought the apostles, they made them appear before the Sanhedrin to be questioned by the high priest. "We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name," he said. "Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you're determined to make us guilty of this man's blood." Peter and the other apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised Jesus from the dead, whom you had killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him to his own right hand as prince and saviour, that he might give repentance and forgiveness of sins to Israel. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." And when they heard this, they were furious, and they wanted to put them to death. But a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, who was honored by all the people, stood up in the Sanhedrin and ordered that the men be put outside for a little while. And then he addressed them, "Men of Israel, consider carefully what you intend to do to these men. Some time ago, Theudas appeared, claiming to be somebody, and about 400 men rallied to him. He was killed, and all his followers were dispersed, and it all came to nothing. And after him, Judas the Galilean appeared in the days of the census and led a band of people in revolt, and he too was killed, and all his followers were scattered. Therefore, in the present case, I advise you, leave these men alone, let them go. For if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God." His speech persuaded them. They called the apostles in and they had them flogged. And then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus, and they let them go. The apostles left the Sanhedrin, rejoicing, because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. And day after day, in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Christ.
As the curtain opens on these verses here in chapter 5, we find the high priest and the religious hierarchy were filled with jealousy, the Bible tells us, regarding the apostles. Now, I mentioned before that, in fact, I just talked about Peter and John. But all of them could have been there, because in verse 29 of this chapter, it tells us that Peter and the apostles. So we don't know how many there were. Could have been 3, could have been 6, could have been 12. But the important thing is that there they were, and they were before this religious body who were as jealous as you could be, and as angry as you could be, because the apostles were popular with the people, and also they were jealous of the power of the apostles. And it was at the back end of the, we read that verses 12 onwards of that chapter 5, we see that the power of God through the apostles was in healing and in miraculous signs. So these people, the high priest and so on, were most displeased and jealous. So much so that the apostles were arrested and locked up, as we saw before with the kids. And this is the jail here, as you now know. But God comes and he to their rescue, and he sends the angel to open the prison door and lets them out. But there's also an instruction from the angel, and the instruction is, go to the temple courts and tell the people the message of this new life. The new life is, of course, the good news about Jesus. So in obedience, the apostles go to the temple courts. Also that same morning, the high priest and the Sanhedrin, that is the highest Jewish council, they assemble so that they can question the apostles. They, of course, send to the jail for them. Go and get them, bring them here. We want to hear what they have to say. But they're not there. The prison guards are still there. The doors are still locked. Even the doors are still locked. But the prisoners are not there. Then someone arrives and tells them, those men you put in jail, they're down in the temple courts. And they're teaching the people. You can imagine what the situation at the court with the high priest and the Sanhedrin. There must have been smoke coming out of their ears. So a captain and some officers are sent to rearrest the apostles. The Bible tells us that the officers didn't use force because they were afraid that the people would stone them. So the apostles are brought before the court and questioned by the high priest. We gave you strict instructions. We gave you strict orders not to teach in the name, the high priest tells the apostles. You notice that the high priest won't even use the name of Jesus. He says, we told you not to be teaching in the name. But in verse 29 we read, Peter and the apostles say, we must obey God rather than men. We cannot stop talking. We've been instructed so to do. And of course the angel had instructed them to go to the temple courts and teach the people. The apostles had no option, as they were men commissioned by a much higher authority. The high priest, of course, and the Sanhedrin were unaware of this. They really didn't know what they were up against. And it's the same in many countries today, where Christians and the gospel and the teaching of the Bible and the teaching of Jesus is opposed, that these authorities have no idea what they're up against. They think they're up against mere men, but they're up against the power of God. So they say, we must obey God rather than men. And also Peter says to them, you put Jesus to death, but God brought him back to life and now sits at God's right hand. The Bible tells us that the court was furious at this, and wanted to put them to death. And that could have been the end of this story. But that was not part of God's plan. And a man named Gamaliel, who was a Pharisee and was well respected by the people. As a matter of interest, Paul the Apostle, he actually was instructed by Gamaliel in the things of Jewishness. And Gamaliel says, remove these men from the court. I want to say this to you. And he said, be very careful what you intend to do to these men. And then he gives them examples of the recent past. And he says that there have been two men who you know of who have been in revolt and they had followers. One of them was called Thudas, and the other was called Judas the Galilean. Both of them had followers in the hundreds, but both of them were killed, and when they were killed, when the leaders were removed, their followers just scattered, just disappeared. And nothing came of it. The revolts came to nothing. So my advice to you, is what Gamaliel says, is that let these men go. For if what they are doing is of human origin, it will come to nothing. It will fail. It will be the same as the revolts that we had before. But if it is of God, you will not stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God. Now we know that the preaching and teaching of the apostles was God's work. Not only had the angel said, go and teach the people in the temple courts, but Jesus in the first chapter of this book of Acts said to them, you know this. You will be my witnesses in Samaria, Jerusalem, and in Judea, and to the ends of the earth. How true Jesus' words were when we see a photograph of the map of the world and know that the gospel is in all of the world. You will be my witnesses, Jesus said to the disciples before he went back to heaven. But also these men were empowered by the Holy Spirit and therefore could not stop spreading the good news about Jesus. So let's go back to the Jewish court and see what's going on with the high priest. They accepted the words of Gamaliel. But before they let them go, they had the apostles flogged. Not a nice experience. A leather whip with bits of metal tied to the leather thongs. Not a nice experience. But we find that because these men are so full of the Holy Spirit, that they actually rejoice, we find this, that they could suffer for Jesus as they left the court. So they were flogged and they were allowed to let go. But they were told, don't speak in the name of Jesus. Did the apostles stop? Of course they didn't. Although they were opposed by the Jewish authorities and others. What do we read in verse 42? We read this. Day after day, in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Christ. And in our corner of God's world, in Oni, and the surrounding area. We are called to be God's witnesses, to uphold his truth, to speak and teach the good news. Don't be surprised then if you experience opposition or ridicule or mockery. You may say, I've already experienced it, and I'm sure that you have. It could come from the workplace. It could come from family. It could come from school. It could come from university. It could come from friends. But let me encourage you, as witnesses for Christ, we are all part of God's purpose. And God cannot fail. He is the unstoppable God. He is the sovereign Lord. Jesus said in John chapter 15, if the world hates you, keep in mind it hated me first. And also in John chapter 16, Jesus said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. As witnesses for Jesus, we are not alone, of course. There will be times when we will find it uncomfortable, hard, difficult, hurtful. But we are called to be his witnesses. So we have talked this morning about the good news of Jesus. We have sung about it. The good news, of course, is the gospel. The gospel is the story of Jesus who came to earth to die on the cross for the whole world so that sinners could be forgiven and gain a place in heaven. It's not surprising that it's called good news, is it? That we can be forgiven for our sins by a holy God, and that we can gain a place in heaven. The Bible calls it salvation. And this morning, if you are not a disciple of Jesus, you can be this morning. You can be saved by the blood of Christ. So God invites you to ask for forgiveness, and God invites you to become a follower of Jesus, and you can do that this morning.